When was the last time you felt truly in control of your digital life? For most of us, the answer is somewhere between never and I can't remember. In a world drowning in information, Tiago Forte's Para Method has emerged as a lifeline for knowledge workers everywhere. The system has gained cult-like status among productivity enthusiasts, with everyone from Fortune 500 executives to best-selling authors like James Clear praising its elegant simplicity. What makes this organizational framework so powerful isn't its complexity, but rather its radical simplicity. It consists of just four categories that can transform how you interact with information. The Para Method has become so influential that companies like Google, Microsoft, and Notion have begun incorporating its principles into their productivity tools. Perhaps most telling is that in a 2022 survey of over 10,000 knowledge workers, those using Para reported 42% less time searching for information and 37% higher rates of project completion. But the true magic of Para isn't in the statistics, it's in how it transforms your relationship with information from one of overwhelm to one of empowerment. At its core, Para is built on a revolutionary insight. There are only four categories for all the information in your life. Projects are short-term efforts with defined deadlines and end goals, like designing a website, planning a wedding, or renovating your bathroom. Areas are ongoing responsibilities requiring consistent maintenance and attention, like marketing, health, professional development, or family. Resources are topics or themes you're interested in or might need later, like graphic design, Japanese cuisine, productivity methods, or investment strategies. Archives contain completed, paused, or inactive items from the other categories. Think old projects, outdated reference materials, or past areas of focus. This structure isn't arbitrary. It's designed to mirror how our minds naturally prioritize information. By organizing based on actionality rather than subject matter, Para creates a system that works with your brain instead of against it. For instance, instead of having photography as a general category, you might have an active project called Family Portrait Session, an area called Photography Business, and resources about portrait lighting techniques. Most of us have been trained since childhood to organize information by subject, a habit from school that makes little sense in adult life. Instead of broad categories like psychology or business, Para organizes information according to the projects and goals you're committed to right now. This organizing for action approach ensures that when you sit down to work, everything you need is in one place. For example, rather than having a general finance folder, you might have a project called 2024 Tax Return, an area called Personal Finance Management, and resources about investment strategies. Think about how you currently work. You likely have related materials scattered across email, cloud storage, Node apps, and your computer's file system. A single project might have its proposal in Gmail, supporting documents in Dropbox, notes in Evernote, and task lists in Asana. Before you can even begin working, you waste valuable time gathering these materials. When you organize by project from the beginning, this friction disappears, making your goals significantly easier to achieve. The Para Method encourages you to consolidate all project-related information in one place, regardless of format or source. The beauty of Para lies in its flexibility and scalability. Whether you're a student, entrepreneur, or creative professional, the system adapts to your needs. A writer might have current writing projects, areas like author platform and writing skills, resources about different genres and writing techniques, and archives of completed manuscripts. A business owner could organize around current business initiatives, ongoing operational areas, industry research resources, and archived past campaigns. One of the most powerful insights in Para is the distinction between projects and areas. This seemingly simple differentiation solves two major obstacles to productivity that plague most knowledge workers. The first obstacle is an inability to truly know the extent of your commitments. When viewing work through the lens of areas rather than projects, you can't accurately gauge your workload. An area, like hiring, could mean anything from making one part-time hire to filling 50 positions. This uncertainty makes every area feel more burdensome than it actually is. Breaking areas down into specific projects, like hire for engineering manager position, creates clarity about exactly what needs to be done. The second obstacle is difficulty connecting current efforts to long-term goals. Knowledge work requires creativity, which depends on motivation. And motivation comes from making consistent progress. Without specific projects that can be completed, you're left with a never-ending list of responsibilities that never change no matter how hard you work. Breaking down responsibilities into bite-sized projects ensures your project list constantly turns over, creating a cadence of regular victories to celebrate. Consider the difference between health as an area versus complete 30-day yoga challenge as a project. The area feels overwhelming and never-ending, while the project provides a clear target and completion date. This psychological distinction is crucial for maintaining momentum and motivation. Using PARA isn't just about creating folders, it's about identifying the structure of your work and life. It reveals what you're committed to, what you want to change, and where you want to go. Much of what we call organizing is often procrastination in disguise, as we polish and tidy to avoid facing dreaded tasks. PARA cuts through this facade with radical simplicity, adding just enough order to your environment to provide clarity without excess. The beauty of PARA lies in its simplicity of implementation. Rather than meticulously creating and organizing folders from the start, you can set up the system in just 60 seconds by following three simple steps. This approach emphasizes immediate action over perfect organization, allowing you to start benefiting from the system right away. First, archive existing files by moving everything into a dated archive folder to create a clean slate. This preserves everything in its current state while clearing your attention, creating a time capsule that separates past from future without losing anything. For example, create a folder named archive_2024-01 and move all existing documents there. In the digital world, you never need to throw anything away, but keeping everything visible drains your mental energy. This archive becomes a searchable repository rather than a daily distraction. Second, create a projects folder with subfolders for each active project. Since projects are what you're actively working on right now, they deserve immediate attention. Start moving relevant documents into appropriate project folders as needed, rather than doing it all at once. For example, a bathroom renovation project might include measurements, tile photos, contractor quotes, contracts, and budget spreadsheets. Other project examples might include Q1 sales report, family vacation planning, or website redesign, each containing their relevant files and subfolders. Finally, create additional folders for areas and resources only as needed, avoiding empty folders that create false expectations. Areas might include health, finance, or professional development, ongoing responsibilities that don't have end dates. Resources could include industry research, design inspiration, or reading notes. This approach focuses on what's most actionable first and provides an opportunity to rethink your relationship with information, keeping only what's truly valuable. The entire setup process takes less than a minute, yet it creates a foundation for a completely transformed relationship with your digital information. This minimal approach ensures you don't get bogged down in the setup process itself, a common pitfall of most organizational systems. The key is to start with the basic structure and let it evolve organically as you use it. As you work on projects, you'll naturally discover which areas and resources folders you need, allowing the system to grow authentically with your workflow rather than forcing an artificial structure from the beginning. Remember that PARA is adaptive. You can always adjust folder structures, add new categories, or modify your organization as your needs change. The goal is to have a system that supports your work rather than becoming work itself. Beyond the basic PARA structure, several simple tips make the system more effective and user-friendly. These practical enhancements turn a good system into a great one without adding unnecessary complexity. First, create an inbox as a temporary holding area for new items. During busy periods, you won't have time to perfectly file new items as they arrive. This fifth folder serves as a staging area where new items accumulate until you can process them properly, preventing the need to make filing decisions in the moment. Second, number the folders to maintain proper order: 0 inbox, 1 projects, 2 areas, 3 resources, 4 archives. Adding numbers 0 to 4 at the beginning of folder titles keeps them in order from most to least actionable when sorted alphabetically. Using 0 for the inbox reminds you its contents need processing, while folders 1-4 follow the para sequence. Third, use naming conventions like emojis for projects, capitalized titles for areas, and lowercase titles for resources to instantly identify folder categories across platforms. These visual cues allow you to immediately recognize which para category a folder belongs to, even when viewing them in different applications or contexts. Fourth, activate offline mode for your projects folder. Para works perfectly offline because it consolidates your most essential materials in the projects folder. This folder typically requires minimal disk space, only about 1% of all digital notes, making it easy to download to local devices when traveling or working without internet access. Finally, make regular backups of your system. With your digital world becoming more valuable through organization, protect your investment with reliable backups. Cloud-based platforms automatically handle this, but for computer files, use either cloud backup services or schedule regular external hard drive backups. Para is designed to fail gracefully when life gets hectic. Precise file placement isn't critical, since you'll likely use search to retrieve information anyway. You're not strictly limited to the 4 para categories. Some people add additional categories like systems or simplify to just hot and cold folders. The key principle is separating what's actionable from what's not, and giving the former more attention.
One of Para's greatest strengths is its minimal maintenance requirements. Unlike complex systems that demand constant attention, Para requires just 5 minutes weekly following 3 simple steps. First, retitle new items in your inbox. In a typical week, you might collect 10, 20 new digital items. Taking a few seconds to rename each from generic titles like Untitled Document to descriptive ones like Meeting Notes with Clara 3223 dramatically improves future retrieval. This simple renaming applies across all your inboxes, Documents folder, Cloud Storage, and note-taking apps. Second, sort new items into para folders. This takes just seconds per item, and by processing these in batches, you can handle 10-20 items in minutes. Since search will likely be your primary retrieval method, the exact placement isn't critical. This weekly review also serves as a helpful reminder of any follow-up actions needed. Finally, update your active projects to reflect the week's developments. This might include renaming projects to match new directions, splitting large projects into smaller ones, archiving completed projects, or unarchiving dormant ones that have become active again. Before archiving, scan projects for valuable material that might benefit other pursuits, and move those items to appropriate resource folders. Don't view the archive as an idea graveyard. It's a treasure trove of your life experience and hard-won insights. Your archives should be the starting point when launching new projects, conducting personal reviews, or updating your resume. They contain valuable evidence for promotions, client pitches, or new ventures. Reusing these assets saves tremendous time, making you feel like you're starting a marathon at the halfway point instead of the starting line.
Understanding the distinctions between Para's categories is essential for using the system effectively. These aren't arbitrary divisions, but reflect fundamental differences in how we interact with different types of information. The simplest distinction between projects and areas is that projects end while areas continue indefinitely. Every project typically falls under an area of responsibility,
Running a marathon is a project under the health area, publishing a book under writing, saving expenses under finances. This distinction is crucial because they require different approaches. Projects treated like areas feel aimless without clear goals, while areas treated like projects lack the sustainable habits needed for long-term success. Think of projects as sprints, racing toward a finish line as quickly as possible, while areas are marathons, requiring consistent performance over time. Most people favor one approach. Project people excel at focused goals but struggle maintaining achievements once reached, often jumping between obsessions. Area people excel at long journeys but resist changing direction when needed. A balanced life needs both. Sprints to launch new initiatives, and marathons to sustain them. The distinction between areas and resources is equally important. Areas represent direct responsibilities, while resources are merely interests. Areas require ongoing attention to maintain quality or performance. They're the roles you play and hats you wear. At work, these include official positions, video production, legal affairs, and unofficial responsibilities, company newsletter, mentoring. In personal life, they're roles like spouse, parent, or soccer coach. Resources encompass things you're interested in, curious about, or passionate about. Skills you're learning, photography, golf, fields you're exploring, cryptocurrency, AI, or hobbies, woodworking, piano. The term resources emphasizes utility rather than mere interest, asking, is this useful? Instead of, is this interesting? This higher standard prevents digital hoarding. Areas are inherently private, containing personal information about health, finances, or kids that's no one else's business by default. Resources are more social and shareable, notes on skills, articles, or recommendations you might want to share with others. Thinking of resources as shareable by default allows easy collaboration without needing to first remove personal details. Para's universality is one of its most powerful features. It works seamlessly across every information platform for any type of content on any device. Most people make the critical error of using different organizing systems across platforms, creating overwhelming cognitive overhead. For example, they might organize work files by project, personal files by date, and notes by topic, forcing their brain to context switch between different organizational schemas. Instead, Para provides one consistent system that can be implemented everywhere: to-do lists, file systems, cloud storage, and note apps, creating a cohesive digital workspace. With Para categories replicated across platforms, you need clear rules to determine where specific items belong. Appointments and time-specific commitments go on your calendar. Actionable tasks go in your to-do app. Reference materials and written content go in your note-taking app. Collaborative content and shared resources go in cloud storage. And anything that doesn't fit elsewhere goes in your computer's file system. Four of these platforms, to-do lists, projects and areas only, notes, cloud storage, and file system, are organized using Para. For instance, a client project might have related tasks in Todoist, documentation in Notion, shared files in Dropbox, and local assets in your computer's file system, all organized under the same project name. While creating identical folders across platforms might initially seem tedious, Para follows a just-in-time approach. You don't need to create folders until you actually have content for them. This prevents the common pitfall of creating an elaborate folder structure that remains empty. The real benefit of Para's cross-platform approach is independence from any single tool. When software platforms change or fail, as happened when a project management tool I used was suddenly shut down after acquisition, your organizing system remains intact because it exists independently of any specific software. Your projects naturally span multiple tools, and Para provides the essential connective tissue between them, creating harmony among your digital tools rather than fragmentation. For example, a home renovation project might include inspiration photos in Pinterest, contractor communications in email, budget spreadsheets in Google Sheets, and warranty documents in local storage, all unified under the same project structure.
This consistency across platforms dramatically reduces the mental overhead of switching between applications and ensures that your organizational system remains stable even as tools come and go. The system also scales effectively, whether you're managing personal projects or complex team initiatives, because the underlying structure remains consistent regardless of the tools being used. The flexibility of Para allows you to adapt to new tools and technologies while maintaining organizational coherence. Whether you're using traditional desktop applications, mobile apps, or web-based services, the Para framework provides a reliable foundation for managing information across your entire digital ecosystem. Unlike static organizing systems with fixed locations for each item, Para is dynamic. What matters is your relationship to the information, which changes over time. Knowledge flows naturally between categories as your circumstances evolve, reflecting the organic nature of how we interact with information in our daily lives. For example, coaching notes might start in a coaching resource folder when you're first learning about leadership, move to a direct reports area when you become a manager and need regular access, then to a management training workshop project when you need to teach others, and finally to archives when you start your own business and shift focus. The system adapts to life's changes, ensuring your most relevant knowledge is always accessible when needed. This same pattern applies to countless other scenarios, from hobby materials to professional documents to personal growth resources. Information constantly flows between Para categories in multiple directions. Training plans might move from projects to areas when they become routine parts of your workflow. Operations insights captured in areas might spawn new projects when opportunities for improvement arise. Area content might be shared as resources when others could benefit. Recipes might move to a cooking area when you prioritize home cooking as a life focus. Unused areas and resources naturally flow to archives when no longer relevant, and archived materials can be revived for new projects when circumstances change. The flexibility of Para allows for various methods of information management. You can move single items or entire folders while maintaining their internal structure, create bi-directional links between related items across categories, or use tags to create multiple access points. Just avoid duplicating files to prevent version confusion. For instance, a marketing strategy document might live in projects, but link to relevant resources in your reference system while being tagged for easy retrieval in multiple contexts. When information flows freely within this system, you often gain unexpected insights and connections. Projects frequently begin organically as patterns emerge from your areas of responsibility and resource collections. A series of bookmarked articles might evolve into a research project, or scattered notes about a hobby could crystallize into a structured learning initiative. This dynamic nature of Para ensures that your organizational system evolves alongside your life and priorities, rather than becoming a rigid framework that constrains your thinking and workflow. The system's adaptability also supports different phases of work and life transitions. As your role changes, as you take on new responsibilities, or as you shift personal priorities, Para flexes to accommodate these changes without requiring a complete reorganization. This makes it particularly valuable for knowledge workers whose responsibilities and interests evolve regularly. Para extends beyond mere organization to become a tool for personal growth and development. It can be used to cultivate three of the most desirable states of mind for knowledge workers: focus, creativity, and a sense of perspective. The essence of focus is doing one thing at a time, but this becomes difficult when we try to focus in the same environment where new information arrives. To truly focus, we need to step away from notifications and withdraw to a private place. Use Para as your secluded cabin in the woods, a place to shut out the world and work on your ideas before sharing them. This is only possible when you have a trusted system for managing digital information offline. While collecting and filing information is relatively easy, value comes from your outputs that bear your signature and style. Para creates an environment where creativity can emerge. When you have a collection of interesting ideas, thoughtfully curated, all related to a single project or goal and collected in one place, magical things begin to happen. Choose what to save based on what resonates with you, what moves you, gives you goosebumps, or fills you with wonder. That emotional resonance is the stuff creativity is made of. Each para category represents a different time horizon. Projects exist on a short-term horizon, hours, days. Areas and resources on a medium-term horizon, weeks, months, and archives on a long-term horizon, months, years. By separating information according to when it will be needed, para gives you appropriate perspective for whichever time horizon requires your attention. This approach allows you to work simultaneously across different timescales to bring into existence the future you're trying to create. Creating an accurate project list gives you confidence to say yes or no to new commitments with integrity. Once you know your actual capacity, decisions about what to fill it with become intentional and strategic rather than reactive. Often, people realize they're trying to do too much when they see their existing commitments all in one place. They discover they don't need another productivity app. They need to say no to things that don't matter. We're entering the era of the wisdom worker, where what matters is elevating your perspective above daily noise, maintaining calm perspective, and orchestrating people, systems, tools, and information flows. Reality arrives as chaos, not pre-labeled as projects or areas. You choose which pieces to grasp. Often, people using para realize they already have enough knowledge to pursue their dreams. They're ready today, not months or years from now.